This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. What a dry winter. I mean, so far a dry winter. And I remember all too well a prediction, well, a forecast, I should say, of a dry winter. A dry winter that was preceded by a dry summer, a hot, dry summer. When I tallied the end-of-year rainfall at our little compound near the banks of the Ojolote, 7.43 inches fell at our place. So, about half the average. And it shows, you know, around our place and out in the grasslands, out in the woodlands, even the succulents, the cactus, the yuccas, the agaves, the spoons are showing drought stress. Not much to be done about it, you know, but to observe it and hope for some rainfall soon. Sooner than later, please. But hey, it's winter, and the colors of winter in the uplands of Cochise County are shades of ish colors, at least to me. So brownish, yellowish, reddish. I suppose if I had my hardware store paint guide, I could give the colors names, but those names can be ridiculous. And a thousand apologies to friends who know their colors, but I'm in a landscape of ish colors. Canyon hackberry trees are still loaded with tiny orangish, reddish fruit. The leaves remaining on the trees are brownish and cling to grayish branches and the trunk. From a distance, these canyon hackberry trees are a glorious combination of brownish and reddish. The mimosa bush, the catclaw mimosa, I prefer the name, wait a minute, bush, but it's beautiful right now. I mean, not if you're wading through it or working around it, but the dark brownish, nearly blackish trunks, and then the reddish stems are topped with clusters of reddish brownish seed pods, rust color. They look like they're topped with rusty metal, rustyish. That's it, rustyish. Anyway, when I wander the riparian corridor, it is a feast of winterish colors, from whitish sycamore trunks to yellowish ash trees, brownish samaras still clinging to some of those ash trees, and yes, there's some greenish on the oaks and junipers. Recently, Ms. Mosquitie and I were on a hilltop, a flat hilltop that had burned 10, 11 years ago. So there were no large trees, but stands of native grasses, bullgrass, little blue stem, tanglehead, blue grama, purple grama. And the winter colors of our native grasses are to die for, aren't they? I mean, light brownish shades of yellowish. You can learn them by color. So I'm not making this up. Look up a winter slope, look up that slope, and say, look at that stand of tanglehead, or look at all those little blue stems up there, that kind of thing. Actually, you learn to do that with lots of plants. Color and shape on a slope can identify many plants, right? Anyway, the native grasses can be found in nurseries, yes. And the grass little blue stem is quite common out in the wild, but if you want one or two or three for your personal habitat, ask for, you'll want this, Schizacrium scoparium. I like some Schizacrium scoparium. You can do it. And I like the color of tanglehead stems, and so you may want one, two, or three of Heteropogon contortus. I'd like some Heteropogon contortus for my yard. See, you're getting it. And you might need a blue grama, two or three or four blue grammas. That would be perfect in your personal habitat. So when you go into the nursery, ask for Bouteloua gracilis. I'd like some Bouteloua gracilis. Yeah, that's nice. You know, a grassland for your personal habitat. Now, that's just three species. There are lots of species of native grasses, and you don't have to do them from a container. You could actually find seed for these wonderful grasses, and they give you a very coolish, winterish bunch of colors. That's right. And the bonus when you do native grasses, you're talking about, you know, places for critters to hide, nesting material, and seed for birdies. Yeah. So that's the that's the dry winter report, the color report. It's a dry winter, but the desert is still beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.